It's Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
This goes out to all you party people out there on Fiesta Friday. There's going to be a party in the USA this weekend.
The USA is partying all weekend long,
celebrating its birthday till Tuesday.
Maybe Miley Cyrus can do that Proud to Be an American song.
Keep this going, because we got to hit the chorus at least. Because again, this is one of those songs you got to have the payoff.
Yeah, you need that payoff. Otherwise, you're just listening to Miley Cyrus.
I actually have seen the video of this. It's a bunch of 13-year-old girls running around in a convertible.
One of them's got to be at least 16.
Okay, yeah, they were probably all 16. It was
like,
on,
yeah.
It was on Disney. Playing my song. Okay.
You know what's the scariest part of this?
It's a party in the USA.
That all of us old white men are sitting here like, oh my God, I love myself some Miley Cyrus. She was so great. It's Hannah Montana.
So can I just say, first time I heard this song, I was watching a cartoon called Phineas and Ferb. I was doing some web design stuff, and at the time, Disney was playing like summer videos. This is getting into summer. And the song comes on, and I find myself typing, and I'm like, oh, this is kind of, you know, whatever. And begrudgingly, I found myself liking the song. And it's kind of like what I did today with that Coca-Cola song called Vacay.
Yeah.
With a girl named Alex who's the
Do we lifeguard. Have Vacay?
And I looked that song up, and at least with Party in the USA, I actually liked the whole song. The Vacay song, the whole thing is not nearly as good as what I thought it would be. Like, it's okay. It's all right. But all of these songs kind of made me think about like all these really bad songs. So I looked it up. And most of these songs are coming from the 90s and 80s. 80s and 90s.
Okay.
For the most part.
Except for that one, which is 2000s.
Mid-2000s, yeah. So yeah, it's 2000s, yeah. So I looked up the worst songs of the 80s and 90s.
The worst songs of the 80s and 90s.
Worst pop songs.
Worst pop songs of the 80s and 90s.
Yes.
Ooh. Okay.
Hey, here's what's sad.
You like them all, don't you?
I like a lot of
them. How much Aqua is on there?
There's one Aqua.
Barbie Girl.
Barbie Girl, which I would love to hear.
That's
I love
the only
Barbie
Aqua.
Girl. The only Aqua song I know.
No, you know more than that.
No, we've had this discussion. I swear to God, this is
the
only song
I
know.
We had our Aquaf. I got it. I know.
But there are a lot of songs on here. Like Physical by Olivia Newton-John.
Oh, come on.
Right?
Let me hear your body talk.
Ebony and Ivory. Okay, I'm going to be Ebony. You be Ivory. Ebony.
And you are white. You're as blind as a bat and I
have
sight.
We're the only two people in the world that actually know what you're doing. See, kids, back in the day, there was this show called Saturday Night Live.
I think it's still on the air.
I know, but this show featured a guy named Joe Piscopo and Eddie Murphy.
He did what in his cup?
And Joe Piscopo played, who is he?
He was
Frank Sinatra?
Yeah.
He's playing Frank Sinatra.
It was Frank Sinatra and...
Michael Jackson.
No.
Oh, gosh, what was his name? Not Ray Charles.
Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder. So Eddie Murphy was Stevie Wonder, and they're like, hey, let's do a duet, Frank. Yes. And Frank's like, yeah, let's do a duet. So he's like, Ebony and Ivory go together as perfect harmony. And then Sinatra takes off, and he's like,
you are black and I am white. You're as blind as a bat, and I have sight.
It's just like the funniest thing Joe Piscopo has ever done. You have to look it up. Look it up on YouTube. We're not doing it justice, but it's fantastic.
You're my amigo. And then that's when I'll stop singing. Let's not fight.
Rock Me Amadeus?
What?
Right? Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Come on. That's an all-time favorite. These are the worst
these
songs.
These are the worst pop songs of the 80s. Say You, Say Me.
That one's pretty bad.
But I loved it.
That one was for eighth grade dancing.
Oh, Walk the Dinosaur. I forgot about that.
Everyone get on the floor. Why are you going to do the dinosaur?
That's and here's a song I love, and I know it's
that's a pretty terrible
that
song.
That is a pretty terrible song. No, I'll agree. That's pretty terrible.
Get on up, get off the floor.
Putting on the Ritz?
Oh, yeah.
By
Flacco? Falco?
No, Taco, not Flacco. He's a quarterback.
It was Falco or Taco or something.
Now, Falco did Rock Me Amadeus.
I'm getting my Taco and my Falco.
Yes, Taco did Putting on the Ritz, and then Falco did Rock Me Amadeus. Flashdance. What a feeling. These are great songs. Video Killed the Radio Star. Oh, Sheila.
Oh, Sheila?
Oh, Sheila.
That's Oh, Sherry.
Oh, that is Oh, Sherry.
Oh, Sheila.
Oh, that's right. Yes, okay.
Oh.
Relax by Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Oh, my goodness.
Right?
I think they mistook worst for best.
Maneater by Hall & Oates.
These are the worst songs
they
now.
They say these are the worst pop songs.
Who's saying this?
This is VH1. Which surprises me because this is pretty much the content of all of VH1.
Yes.
So they're basically telling you that all the songs that we have videos for are the worst songs of the 80s. We Built the City.
Yeah, that was a pretty bad song.
But you know the worst part about that is that was when Jefferson Airplane became Jefferson Starship, and then at that point they just like, just call it Starship.
Yeah, it's tiring.
Yeah,
you gotta
it is.
Say just Jefferson before everything.
Party All the Time by Eddie Murphy.
That's a pretty
he
terrible
wants
one.
To party all the, that is pretty good. That's pretty bad.
That's a pretty terrible one.
Susudio by Phil Collins.
Yeah. That's
See, but that's got a that's a worm that stays with you.
Don't even know my name. Everybody's all the same.
Susudio. You did a good job on that. Nicely done. I'm surprised.
I had that tape.
Get out of my dreams, get into my car.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Billy Ocean is underrated.
Yeah, because he was, not only was it Get Out of My Dreams and In My Car, which sounds like maybe the scariest song ever.
What was the 80s? No one knew.
He also did Dancing on the Ceiling, which also scary.
No, he did not do Dancing on the Ceiling.
Oh, that was the other guy.
Yes, that was the Commodore.
Yeah, you know. What I can't think of his name right now. Whatever. I could come up with Billy Ocean just fine.
Mickey by Tony Basil. Come That's on.
Come on.
Oh, Mickey, you're so fine. You're so fine. You blow my
that
mind.
That may
hey,
be
Mickey.
The first song.
Hey, Mickey.
Oh, Mickey, Mickey what a pity. Can't you understand? You take me by the heart when you take me by the hand. Oh, getting what a pity. Can't you understand? It's guys like you, Mickey. Mickey.
Oh, what to do, Mickey, do, Mickey. Don't break my heart, Mickey. Do, 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 do. You know what I don't
oh,
see here, though?
Oh, dear Lord.
You know what I don't
what
see here, though?
My kids are going to come back and be like, I don't want you to be my father anymore.
They don't even
want to
know you. Okay, Karma Chameleon, I get that. You know what I don't see here, though?
Karma Chameleon.
And we actually talked about this before the
it
show started.
It comes and goes.
Two steps up, or one step up, two steps back.
The Hustle?
No. It's the video. Was it the cartoon and the former L.A. Lakers cheerleader?
Oh, yeah, that's Paula Abdul.
There's no Paula Abdul on here. Not a single Paula Abdul song on this.
She was good.
Right, but so are these songs.
All
you
right.
Give Love a Bad Name by Bon Jovi? Come on. It's a good song. I mean, it's not a great song, but it's not one of the worst. I mean, it's not. Lost in Your Eyes by Debbie Gibson. Okay, I'll get that. Oh, see, this hurts. Sticks, Mr. Roboto.
Domo Arigato, Mr. Roboto.
It's a great song. You know, they were just here.
Yeah, last night.
Yeah. Sticks.
REO P-Wagon. I mean, REO Speedwagon.
Oh, you did not just do that.
Call them the REO P-Wagon?
You did not just call them the REO P-Wagon. Why do you do that?
It was not on purpose.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I just saw one of those Denver Health vans go by, and so I was like, oh, P-Wagon.
I love REO Speedwagon because they're the only band in the world that does not know how to sing their R's.
Apparently not their S's either.
No, but just like, I can't fight this feeling any longer. Like, listen to REO Speedwagon, and every time they do an R, it's like,
No, I won't. I won't.
Oh, really?
Yeah, not I a like big REO Speed.
I like REO Speedwagon. I like Styx. I mean, that was my era.
Styx is what?
Mr. Roboto.
I'm Sailing Away?
I'm sailing Isn't away.
That
was Styx, yeah. See, people will get Styx and
Cartman.
No, the band that sang
Flock of Seagulls.
People don't mix up Styx and Flock of Seagulls. Thank you, Alex. No, the Oh, now I'm going to have to remember. It's the big karaoke song that everyone wants to sing.
YMCA?
No. Although that's on this list. And that's not even an 80s song. It's like a 70s song.
It's a pretty terrible song.
You know what? Play YMCA coming back out, and you'll forget. You forget how catchy that song is.
I didn't say it wasn't catchy.
Same with In the Navy. Same with In the Navy.
In the Navy.
Catchy is not terrible.
Something tells me they couldn't be in the Navy.
Something tells me they could.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.